You know what happens every year in America? Those orange cones and construction zones that block our way, forcing us to change our route, and we keep asking the questions, how long is this going to last, and why can't they plan better? These are not questions you want to be asking yourself about your own retirement, right? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And today on our show, as usual, he'll be giving you his experienced advice on how to have a remarkable retirement. That's his passion, helping retirees have a remarkable retirement, one with less worry. Eric, welcome.
Well, it's good to be here. And looking forward to talking about how to avoid all those detours and delays on the road to retirement.
Oh my gosh, you know about those, right? You're going your way, you think you're going to make it on time, and all of a sudden there's a detour or just backed up traffic because of road construction, and it's a pain. So what are some of the biggest potholes, let's call them, that could be lurking as far as risks in our retirement, Eric?
Well, probably the biggest one, immediate one, is really the election this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know we're usually talking more long-term and more towards retirement, but yeah, there's a lot of signs that have been talking about recession, a lot of things that have been showing that it's very likely. And so we don't know necessarily if that will happen or not. The yield curve where long-term rates are paying less than short-term rates, which never makes any sense. That's always a great sign of a recession, and that just happened again. It happened last fall and just happened again now. So that's one concern, but one we know is going to happen is the election. And depending on, you know, what Wall Street, really the stock market's always kind of 6 months out in a way. You know, it's always thinking about, okay, you know, how are these companies going to perform in the next quarter, the quarter after that? And so really everything's kind of future casted. Now, when there's something, you know, goofy like the coronavirus and stuff, which I think is kind of way overplayed, but, you know, more people have died of flu in the U.S. than have died worldwide of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But poor flu doesn't get any good PR. Doesn't have a cool name or anything.
No,
so,
it doesn't.
No. But one of the problems we have right now is, yeah, what's going to happen with the election? And, you know, depending on, you know, who wins and how it turns out, there's going to be definitely some short-term volatility. And so we get two things coming that we know. One, that there's a lot more signs of recession. And one we know for sure is there will be an election and there will be a result. So mm-hmm. Hopefully a soon result, not like back in Bush and Gore where that was like a month. So hopefully a very fairly quick result. But yeah, so that's one of those things where, okay, how much risk do you have in your portfolio? And I think that's probably one of the biggest risks right now is, you know, we've all been kind of lured into this false sense of security because the market's been basically straight up since 2010. I mean, we've had little hiccups here in 11 and 15 and, you know, somewhat in 18, but they've all been pretty small in comparison to, you know, what's been more historically true. So yeah, if you're just thinking that, oh, I'm just going to keep doing this and everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be rosy and just leave it all in the market and just let it all, you know, doubling. And you know, it's kind of like leaving all your chips on the table. You know, when you're gambling, you don't want to do something like that, right?
No.
So that's one of the hard parts is right now, I think the risk, the probably biggest risk to retirement is how much money do you have at risk? All right. How much is in the market and how much is in what we like to call foundational assets? How much is in steady income assets, stuff that's not tied to the market, but, you know, not as volatile and pays you good income. You know, with your 401k, you're forced to be all market money, all stocks and bonds. So, you know, you really want to look at that. And I think it's probably one of the biggest things that people need to be thinking about today.
So how much of an impact can retiring before we're actually ready, or maybe even at the wrong time as far as the economy goes, like what's going on right now, how can that impact our retirement?
Well, so there's a great chart that we've used in a lot of our talks. And what it does is it just takes all the numbers of, it's actually basically a Vanguard ETF for the S&P 500. So in essence, it's literally investing in the S&P 500. And it shows you that if you put money in from 2000 to 2017, and then if you did all those numbers backwards, so you had 2017 results first and 16 and, you know, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
If you just put money in there, you know, like one time and let it sit, there's absolutely no difference on your return. because it doesn't matter when you earn the money as long as you earned it at some point. It doesn't matter when you lost it.
Okay.
Now, the biggest difference is when you withdraw money, which, of course, is pretty much the definition of retirement, right? Taking that money out and spending that income. Wow, the results are astronomically different. And the example that we use in lots of times is this 500K, and you take 24,000 out a year. So in other words, you're trying to live on 2,000 a month, and you have a little bit of inflation increase every year. Well, under one set of numbers, the 2000 to 2017, you end up having 70,000 left. If you went from 2017 to 2000, you'd have 700,000 left.
Big difference. And so,
huge, monstrous difference, right? Because the other one, the rate of withdrawal of the other person, they're in that 17th, in that 18th year, it's around 30 something thousand. So basically, the money's going to run out in 20 years under one scenario. And under the other scenario, the money never even drops in value. And what's the difference? Well, it's the same investment.
Right.
Same withdrawals. Everything's the same. Only difference is this very technical term called luck. It comes down to luck of the, luck, really, if you think about it, most of us are going to have hopefully 30 years in retirement. So we'll probably have 3 decades. And if you look at several decades back, there's a good decade and a bad and a good and good, bad. Typically, you're going to have one bad decade out of 3, for everybody's retirement. But which one is it going to be? Is it going to be the first decade, the second, or the third? If it's the first decade, it's really bad. If it's the third, it won't even matter. Uh-huh. Now, the problem is I can't tell you which one it'll be until 30 years from now.
Yeah.
which doesn't do you much good. And so, that's one of the reasons why you want to have some foundational money, some money that can't go away. Because if you can avoid locking in those losses on those down years, then you don't have to worry about that money coming back or know that that money can't come back because you spent it. And so, I think that's one of the biggest keys that people don't realize is they need different pots of money in retirement than what they were doing when they were accumulating money. And so many people are hung up on rate of return. I mean, the example I was using was the same exact S&P 500 investment. It was nothing to do with rate of return. It was all to do about if you're locking in losses in bad years, the timing is going to be critical. If you have some guaranteed assets that don't go down in those bad years and you can touch those, that's going to be the only good solution, really. So, I think what happens is people really need to have a real plan, something to say, this actually makes sense for me. This is my timeline. This is, how I should be going from here on out. And knowing how much risk do I have today? I mean, that's, I think, probably one of the scariest things is, there's going to be a lot of probably weird stuff happening, and towards the end of this year. And, you need to be prepared for it. So, one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial is we actually help people build this blueprint to worry less wealth. So it's really for people to help them worry less about retirement and more about just having fun, enjoying life, and knowing that they're okay and they're going to be fine throughout their retirement. So, one of the things we do is we go over that investment plan. Obviously that's critical, but really the more important part is the income plan. How are you going to get money for the rest of your life? Look at taxes. Taxes right now, there's some critical things between now and 2025 that you need to do tax-wise. And then also look at the healthcare, legacy, and those are the 5 areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's really something we can help you with. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, there's no cost, no obligation. It's just our way to give you some great information. We sit down, find out what's your issues, what are you worried about. We show you what path you're on, see if there's any detours, see if there's any orange cones, see if there's any things that you have to fix. Take us up on that offer. We can do it in person or over the phone. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We've come to the time in our show where you enlighten us with, we call it a financial fail, because we want to learn from someone else's mistakes or just learn from something financial that we should do differently. So what do you have for us this week, Eric?
Well, this is actually more of a, not a past item, but a super critical item today. And I was just recently in a two-day conference with Ed Slott, who does some of the most high-end planning of IRA, little tiny things. I mean, literally it was 399 pages. Luckily, we did not go to page 400, I guess. But, it was 14 hours of the super nitty-gritty of IRAs and beneficiaries and Secure Act. And there's so many things that have changed with the Secure Act. And probably one of the best things, I don't know if this is originally his quote, but I did like him reiterating it, because I've always believed it to be true too, is whatever the name of the government bill, that's the exact opposite that it does.
That's so hilarious. So you're talking the Secure Act isn't quite so secure.
So if it's a Secure Act, that means it should probably make you more insecure.
Insecure, okay.
Or less secure.
Yeah.
I'm actually calling it Insecuritance, trademark number.
Okay.
No. So, it really harmed a lot of people inheriting money. And and so probably the biggest financial fail right now is there's a short, tiny time window here that if anybody has passed away within the last 9 months, but also in 2019, there are some super specialty rules that you have an option to take advantage of, but they end after 9 months after death.
Okay.
So basically, if somebody passed away the second half of last year, I actually had a client's mother who passed away at the beginning of December, and she's still able to do what they call the stretch IRA, where she can take it out over her lifetime. She's been very thrifty, worked at the right company at the right time, and she's done very good saving money, so she doesn't really need the income, but she really doesn't want the tax hit either. And so the nice thing, she's able to take it out still basically for a little over 20, 25 years. It'll be before she has to spend the account down under the old law. But now the new law, the so-called Secure Act, if her mom had died literally 28 days later, she would have had to have that whole account spent within 10 years. So by 2030, well, actually it would have been 2029, it'd have to be this year. Sorry. So yeah, 2030. So by the end of 2030, she'd have to have that whole account just drained down and pay all the taxes on her mom's old IRA and retirement money. And so, right now this is a super critical time, because if you have anybody who had passed away at the end of last year, there's some specialty rules, but also going forward, the rules around inheriting retirement money has changed so much, and it's really not as good. It also if you paid money for these IRA inheritance trusts, those are likely almost worthless.
Uh-oh.
And have to be totally redone, just because of the way they've changed the rules and the wording and how they pay out things. So, there's a lot of stuff that changed, mostly for people who are inheriting the money. So a lot of times people are like, well, I don't care. They give me, my kids give whatever's left over.
I hear that.
But the other issue around that is, you may not care, but it's also, you probably don't want them blowing it all in a year or two. And so if you had set up some stuff for them to not blow it, a lot of those rules have changed. So the IRA once was a pretty decent tool to leave behind. Now, hands down, it is the worst place to leave money. And when I say IRA, I'm really talking 403Bs, 401Ks, 457.
Okay.
Yeah, the thrift savings plan, all that stuff. That's all kind of in the IRA realm. So right now, if you have any of those issues, definitely get a hold of us. We should have a conversation about how this affects you, and really what should you be doing today to take action and not screw this up.
But Eric, how many people leave their jobs without a roadmap for their retirement?
Well, hopefully nobody, but you know, a lot of people probably still do, unfortunately, and they may have some. Probably the worst is people have a partial map.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, say you're going to LA and you're just gonna get on I-5 and just start heading there, and then you'll figure it out later on. Well, then you might get there, maybe construction, maybe, you know, this. You may have been wanting to go to this city, and now you're at the far other end, and maybe you should have cut over to 101, or, you know, there's all sorts of things that, you know, that could happen if you don't really more fully plan out everything. And so really, before you leave in your job, I mean, there's a lot of things. Probably the number one, I was actually just talking to my neighbor because we've got a fence that's fallen over after the last windstorm here. And so,
oh dear.
But you know, he's looking to retire in a few years. And the first thing I said is, well, have you figured out healthcare? Cause I knew they're younger. And that's probably the number one issue for people that blow it. That you know, I mean, I literally had a client that her husband's 10 years younger. So she hasn't been working, but she's like, oh yeah, he's going to stop working when he's 60. And then we'll have more time to do stuff. And she told me the number she needed for retirement and, you know, what she's going to be living on. And I'm like, how are you going to pay for your health care, though?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that's in there. So her budget was off by about 25%.
Oh, dear.
You know, that wasn't a little bit. It was a lot bit, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
But so that's one of the issues is people really maybe not fully appreciating all those little things. And so if you've, you know, most of us are only going to retire once. Luckily, I've been able to help hundreds of people retire and, you know, see them through all these pitfalls and, you know, potholes and, you know, detours and all those fun things. And so, yeah, so that's one of the things you want to be really trying to do is plan it out a lot more. You know, really know what the budget is and make sure that, I mean, the number one fear for people is making sure money lasts. And so without a full plan, if you're just saying, oh yeah, we're going to stop working and then we're going to start traveling and having fun and spending money. Yeah, but how long is the money going to last, right? So you got to get that part in there too, right? So, that's probably the biggest thing is having a full, you know, map or plan. And really the biggest thing is the income plan. It's not the investment plan. Most people focus everything on investments. And no, the investments are actually less critical in retirement. And it's the spending and income plan is hands down the number one issue that you have to be focused on.
Like you said, the biggest thing in retirement is, are you going to have the income to retire, or you can't be retired? Where do most retirees get their income? How do you help them understand it? It's going to last. You're going to be okay.
Well, sometimes it's not. You will be okay. So I always like it when it's, you know, when I can say you'll be okay. But sometimes it's not quite such a rosy picture either. So those are always more difficult conversations.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the bigger thing is finding that out before you retire. It's really hard when you're older in this valley to try to get a job again. So yeah, you don't want to quit your job and then find out, you know, a couple of years later that, oh my gosh, hold it, I needed a lot more money to save up before I should have retired. So you really don't want to have that happen. But today, most people, it's the only source really of steady income they get is Social Security. And you know, that's helpful, but it's not going to be enough to live on for very rare few people. So you need some other money beyond Social Security, and most of us unfortunately don't have pension. So then of course it goes all back to you, and there's been tons of studies about having some sort of guaranteed lifetime income is super critical. You know, again, we were joking about the Secure Act making you more insecure, but one of the things it did say is it did say, okay, for 401ks, companies, the providers, the companies, you know, offering them, they're not going to be liable if they add annuities to your retirement plan, you know, which isn't a bad thing. There's no requirement for them to pick the best product. They don't even have to check to see if the company's financially stable. Literally, the law only says they have to ask the insurance company to send them something saying that they're good. They don't even have to verify it. I mean, it's like the wimpiest language you could ever imagine. And so that part's a little bit nerve-wracking because, yeah, it may lead to some really bad products being in 401ks, but really the intention of it was to say, okay, yeah, we need to have more people having lifetime income. The government doesn't want you on public assistance. They'd rather you stay retired and be living on your own. So, yeah, one of the things that they're realizing that is people do need money for the rest of their life. And, that's what's one of the big, big questions. So, one of the things we've come up with here at Heckman Financial is actually a whole report on, how to get income. What's the best way to get income? How do you look at the different income sources? How do you take out these assets at retirement? Because now you get to pick your own paycheck. When you're working, you just get that paycheck and there's not much you have to do. Here, you can pick from this source or that source. They all have tax ramifications. So again, that's why we came up with this report called The Income Bridges for Retirement. All you got to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now, think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. You know, the guardrails on a bridge are there for a reason. They keep you from tumbling over the edge. And then you feel better knowing that they're in place. You can cross that bridge with more confidence when you know that there's something to keep you from falling. Well, Eric, how do we get that kind of confidence with our retirement plan?
Yeah, that's definitely tough to do because, if you've got the money in the market, as we all know, the market can go up and down a lot and be very volatile. And banks don't do anything, right? You get point whatever, or maybe you get a whole whopping 1%. So that's not going to really give you a ton of confidence to make sure your money lasts. So really, that's where you kind of have to build a full plan and say, okay, how are we going to make sure this money lasts? And we've got Social Security coming in. Of course, then there's maybe issues in 2035 with Social Security. So that's one little thing to be nervous about. And then really, how are you going to get the rest of your money? I mean, where's it going to come from? And so lots of times kind of buying your own pension. There's a lot of products out there that you have to be very careful on. But there are some really good ones out there. And that's one of the things we can help people do is help them figure out and identify which ones make sense for their situation. But some of these products will give you a guaranteed income for the rest of your life. And, that does give you a lot more confidence. That does kind of say, okay, hey, now at least, I've got a floor or a bottom of income that I can't go under. So it's kind of like a guardrail at that point because you're not going to go that far off the road. And so at least you're going to stay on there. Now, it may not be as fast or where you want to be, but at least you've got some sort of guarantee. And that's, I think, one of the biggest things is looking at that and then just looking at, also having some stuff that's not in the market that pays you just good income, because retirement money is all about income. It's no longer about how big's the pile of money getting, how big's that nest egg. It's how much can I get out of this nest egg and go into my checking account so I can go off and have some fun and live my life I want to do? Well, that's when you need to have some income. So we also have a not only just foundational money, where it's just something that's guaranteed and often can give you some sort of lifetime income, but also having some steady income money. And this is stuff that's right now paying 5%, 6%, sometimes 7%, but not in the stock market daily. It's usually paying that dividend, that income on a monthly basis. So it really matches your bills and your spending level. And you know, that's another source of ways to kind of increase your confidence, because then you're not worrying about having to sell stuff when it's a bad time or anything, because you got cash flow coming in. And as they say, cash flow is king.
Yeah, cash is king, that's for sure. Well, what are you seeing with your retirees that are some of their concerns, you know, by being knocked over the edge in their retirement?
Yeah, right now it's, you know, it's always, when's the next downturn going to happen? You know, how much do I have at risk? And people now have gotten to the point where 2008, 2009 is so far out of memory. It just, it's like, oh, everything's always going up. And if it drops 10%, it'll come back the next week or, you know, next month or whatever. No, it doesn't always do that. Not always that quick. And, you know, we've gotten kind of lulled into a false sense of security. So one of the big risks is, you know, a lot of people around here, you know, I've worked with several Apple employees, and, you know, Apple's been such a crazy great stock that's like, wow, how can you afford to get rid of it? But, you know, the smart ones are realizing that, hey, we need to be always diversifying, always taking out some money and putting it someplace else in case this nice ride ends. And, you know, I think that's one of the big things is, so if you have too much in one company, which is really more than 10% of your assets, that's kind of how we define too much into one firm. So, you know, if you have that, then yeah, you really need to start figuring out, okay, what's a good systematic way to start just lowering that exposure level down, not to where you don't still have good growth, but to where at least if everything goes the opposite direction, you're not going to get clobbered in terms of, you know, losing it all. I mean, the worst thing a millionaire can ever become is an ex-millionaire. And unfortunately, unfortunately, after the dot-com crash, I worked with a lot of ex-millionaires. And most of them, the number one reason why they were ex-millionaires and not actual millionaires is because they didn't want to pay taxes. Well, sometimes it's okay to pay a tax because that means you get to keep what's left over.
True, that's
so,
a good point, yeah.
So, yeah, so you might want to be doing that. And so I think just the risk to the portfolio is probably one of the biggest issues right now is, you know, looking at that and saying, where am I risk-wise and should I be doing something different? And, you know, what happens if there's another downturn? So the neat thing is our software we have can show you actually with what you own today, this is what it would look like in, say, a really great year like 2013, or this is what it would look like if another 08, 09 happens. And so then you kind of know, like, the, it's really just, I'd like to kind of equate it to being on a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I mean, personally, I would never get on a roller coaster that I cannot at least know anything about or at least see, you know. So if you've ever done, you know, Space Mountain, I remember
a
kid, and the first time you go on Space Mountain, that was really freaky, and that was back when they had seatbelts because you couldn't see where the track was.
Right.
Now, luckily, there was nothing. You kind of knew there wasn't stuff that was spinning you upside down and stuff like that, but, you know, those are a lot freakier because you don't know what's going on. And so, you know, ideally, you want to see how big a roller coaster are you, you know, sitting down on and getting clipped in. And so that way you can be ready for it. You know, but if you think you're on the kiddie roller coaster, but you're actually on the one that drops 40 stories and does, you know, flips and craziness, you want to know that before, you know, that starts and before you sit down in that seat. So
that's for
really
sure.
That's the big key, I think, is just knowing what risk level you actually have versus what people say, oh, you know, well, I'm not that risk, or I've got a moderate portfolio. Well, what is a moderate loss? You know, 100 grand, 500 grand. What, I mean, what does a moderate loss feel like? And, you know, it may not feel so moderate when you find out that number. So, yeah, one of the things that we do is we actually will, you know, sit down with people and we'll actually go through this whole thing where we'll look at, you know, first and foremost, how do they have that income so they can boost that confidence and have those guardrails, make sure they have the money there. Then look at the investments and how much risk is there in everything they're doing. How much stuff are you buying over and over? You know, like Berkshire Hathaway has 14% of their assets in Apple. So if you have Apple and you have a Berkshire stock, you actually have a lot more Apple stock than you have Berkshire almost.
Interesting.
You know, how many different funds are buying all the same stocks? And so how much are you overweighted to one company? You know, so you want to learn all that stuff. Also, the taxes are huge when you get near retirement and especially in retirement. So, you know, where should you be putting that money? I mean, the Secure Act has told us one thing, that the government is coming after your IRAs and they're coming after them in much more force now. So Roth IRAs have gotten to be so much more critical, or even other options have gotten to be more alternatives have gotten to be even more critical. So, you know, look at the taxes, look at the healthcare legacy. Those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's how we create a plan that allows you to worry less and really enjoy life more. And so if that's something you want to take advantage of, again, there's no cost, no obligation. We'll sit down, go through this, create that plan for you. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. But again, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can also book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
How much of an impact can taxes have on retirement savings?
Oh, they're going to have a huge one. I mean, one of the things that a lot of people don't think about is, in a way, it's more honest, but there is an expiration date on this tax law. So, you know, if Trump gets reelected, even then, this tax law ends at the end of 2025. If he doesn't get reelected, then it may even change sooner than that. But at least we know under current tax law that all the rules go back to 2017 on January 1st, 2026. There's a ton of stuff that's around taxes that you need to know and just you really, really need to be taken care of. So, you know, one of the things we've come up here with at Heckman Financial is a report called Tax Strategies for Retirement, specifically talking about what should you be doing today for your retirement to make sure you're in line and have things set up right. So, you know, if you want to get a copy of that tax report, all you got to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single weekend with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. You know, I think a lot of people get confused, Eric, about who can help them with their retirement because there's so many different types of financial professionals out there, you know, and they focus on different things. Tell us what we need in retirement planning.
Well, just think of it this way. I mean, if you weren't feeling good or you need a checkup or whatever, you know, the case, would you go to a pediatrician? I mean,
oh, no,
I guess technically,
as
you
an
could.
Adult.
Yeah, it'd be really weird. I mean,
maybe if that's the only good doctor in town.
Yeah, but it'd be a weird town, actually, if
yeah,
that was the case.
Would. Yes, it would.
What you want to do is you really want to look for the specialist, right? I mean, you could go to somebody who can do anything like a, you know, pediatrician could technically give you stuff on other things, but they're not going to be really focused on that. So they're not going to be staying current on everything and that on issues of, you know, say maybe it's somebody who's about to retire and, you know, more geriatric issues and other medicines as you get older and cholesterol stuff and things that, you know, you don't prescribe for kids. Right. So you just don't see those issues. So, you know, besides that, you know, you probably want somebody who really is there for you in your time frame. And so one thing for a lot of financial advisors, most of them are really not financial advisors. They're usually mostly wealth managers. You know, there's all these online robo things too that you can go to. And, you know, these things ain't giving you any advice or are not going to do anything for you. They're just going to, you know, take your money and hopefully make it more. And they're focused on fees and costs and performance. they're not focused on how to get the most money, how to protect you from taxes. I mean, there's been cases where, you know, IRAs have been literally blown up because of a financial institution did something the wrong way. And the IRS basically, most of the time, will say, sorry, you should have known better. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't listen to those institutions. And there's actually been a court cases where the government said, well, just because the IRS told you that, can't be a defense saying that it was right or wrong. It's like, hold it.
That's, I mean,
the
not
people
fair.
Who tax us?
Yeah.
So it can be kind of crazy. And so really what you really want for somebody, if you're 50, 55 up and you're looking, getting closer to retiring, you know, that's when you need somebody who's really focused on making that shift from accumulation to how do you get this money back out? How do you make sure it lasts for the rest of your lifetime? You know, how do you make sure you get income from it? Because it's not anymore about growing it huge. It's more about how do I get some of this back out and go off and have fun with it and do those things I've always wanted to do. You know, the other big one that drives me nuts is how many people say they don't, you know, they don't give any tax advice or, you know, don't rely on us for tax advice. Yet they talk about your IRA, your Roth, doing, you know, taxable conversions, talk about dividends, capital gain, you know, all they talk about is taxable stuff. And then they say, oh yeah, but we don't help you there. What? I mean, you know, how could that be? How can you be talking to me about all this tax stuff and then you're not even certified or licensed to get tax advice? I mean, that's just, to me, that's just crazy. And so, yeah, so what you want to do is anytime you're talking to anybody who's, you know, in the financial advice world or financial planning world, you know, see what kind of designations. Do they have any, you know, any licenses for tax? Have they had any tax training? You know, then what types of licenses do they have? You know, that's the other big one. And then really probably the most critical is, are they a true fiduciary financial advisor, meaning do they have the requirement to do what's in your best interest? So I'm a registered investment advisor. Anybody who's a registered investment advisor has to act in the best interest of the client. Now, if you have a thing called registered representative on your card, you basically have to do what's kind of okay for them, what's suitable for them, but you don't have to do what's in their best interest. Now, ironically, they're trying to come out with this thing called best interest, but it's more saying, oh, well, we have to disclose all these things if we're not doing whatever's best for you. Well, that's ridiculous too. Mm-hmm. So really what you want to do is have somebody who says, okay, this is, you know, they're not taking commissions on, you know, anything you're investing in. They're only charging you fees. So you know everything up front, everything's visible and disclosed. And, you know, so yeah, you have to be very careful, I think, today to know, you know, are you getting the right advice from the right person? And I think that's probably gotten to be probably for most people tougher, unfortunately, not easier, because a lot of the terms and a lot of the things that people use out there. And, you know, the other thing too is, are they independent? Mm-hmm. You know, if they're working for, you know, say, Schwab or Fidelity, they're going to most likely use Schwab and Fidelity funds. Duh, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you walk into a Toyota dealership asking for a Ford truck, they're going to show you a Toyota truck. They're not going to go walk you over to Ford and say, yeah, here you go. You should have gone here. No, most salespeople won't do that. And same thing anytime you're working with anybody who's captive, who has to work in one set of rules. So like, you know, even ones that sound more independent, like Edward Jones or, you know, Ameriprise, well, they all have a lot of proprietary products, or they have funds that they're supposed to use, or they have directives that they have to use these products or these ones, and they're told which ones they can and can't use, and they have to follow their broker dealer's rules. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that you want to really watch out for, because obviously you want the best product for you in your situation and not just what this person has to offer you. So, you know, again, one of the things we do is we first and foremost sit down with people and really just kind of say, hey, what are you concerned about? What are your worries? And then we go through a strategy session where we say, okay, here's the path you're on. And oh my gosh, hold it. There's a big road detour up here. Let's move you over here. And, you know, or did you see about this? Or watch out, this bridge is, you know, out of a service and we don't want you running off a cliff. And, you know, those types of things, right? So we can tell you what's going on in your financial plan, and good or bad, it's just these are the facts. And then at that point, that's when you say, okay, well, hey, you know, Eric, can you help me solve them? Or I'll just go take care of them on my own. it's up to you whichever way at that point. But we really want to do is have people sitting down and thinking about the stuff and getting that information and then deciding. So again, if that's something you'd want to take advantage of and get that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we get that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan all rolled into one for you, all you have to do, it's pretty simple, is just text VISIT 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT 800-454-1184. Or you can also book directly, and it could be a phone meeting or it could be in person at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, let's talk about that. What that visit is like when they come in and see you.
Yeah, well, I mean, the nice thing is we've got a reserved parking lot just attached to our building, and we have very weird fountains inside the parking garage. They're very loud. But you don't usually see fountains in a garage.
No, you don't.
And so, yeah, then, we have people come up to our office. First, just have a discussion of what's the worries, what's the concerns. I mean, anybody you're meeting with should first and foremost ask you about all that stuff. Look at what your goals are. Sometimes people are like, oh, well, here, should I sell this or should I do this? Or, I mean, I had one person come in here just recently and like, oh, well, should I sell this house or should I refinance? Or mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know. Let's talk. Let's find out what's the goals. What are you trying to do? And if somebody's first thing, you're meeting with them and they want to see your spreadsheets of your numbers or your statements, to me, that'd be a big red flag. So the first thing we do is we don't even look at any of that junk. We just say, okay, let's find out what are you trying to achieve? What are you doing? What do you have? Where have you been putting the money in? And then what we'll do is we'll sit down, we'll do some strategy. We'll have our case design team work on it and figure out, okay, here's the path you're on. Here's the direction you're headed. And, then at that point we can say, hey, this makes sense for you, or did you know about this, or did you realize you have this issue? And those are things that then you have to decide if you want to take care of them or not. But I think really knowledge is power, and so giving that knowledge to people is so critical. Once you know that, then you say, oh, I am pretty good. Or I had a client that got very lucky being at the right company at the right time, and he's like, he's only 48, and he's like, if I wanted to retire, is it actually possible? And we ran through the numbers and we actually figured out, yeah, he could actually do it if he wanted to.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
There's sometimes where people go, it's okay. But if you worked one more year, wow, look how much easier it is and how much less risk it is. So you might want to tough it out for a little bit longer.
Right. I love that.
So, yeah, I mean, those are some of the key critical issues. And again, the process is pretty simple and pretty easy. And, we're not like a timeshare, we don't even have a lock on the door, don't worry. And so, it's just if you want to work with us and we help us, have us help you with some options that people don't have available to themselves as do-it-yourselfers, that's something we can do. So, again, if that's something people want to do, if they want to give us a call and they can set up a time, you either leave us a message or you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, we have a wealth success story from Eric, so stick around for that. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with the rest of our show.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. So we've come to the time in our show where, Eric, you give us a wealth success story, somebody that you've been working with, something really good happened to them. So what do you have for us today?
Well, this one is a special thing for anybody out there who has stock, company stock in their retirement plan. So like around here, you know, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed, you know, there's been a few companies that have always had stock in their retirement plan. And there's a special, very specialized thing called net unrealized appreciation. And it, basically what it is it allows you to withdraw your company stock and only pay tax on the cost basis, meaning how much you paid for the stock. Well, if you worked for these companies a long time, or if you worked there a long time ago and that stock has done very well, especially the stock like Lockheed has, you might have some serious growth. I mean, I have one client that we just did this for. She worked there, I think it was 10 years ago or something now, but you know, she paid about 80 grand for this stock and it's worth around 300 now. Well, if she took out 300 out of her 401k or IRA, that's all ordinary income tax that, you know, hits you really hard. If she doesn't take it out by age 72 now, she'd have to have required minimum distribution where she'd have to start taking that money out. So we were able to pull it out and pay the tax on the 80, but now she doesn't have to pay the tax on the gain on the other, you know, almost 200,000 or so of gain. She doesn't either have to pay it ever if she doesn't want to, because she doesn't have to ever sell the stock. She could donate the stock and get a tax write-off. The dividends now come into her as qualified dividends, which are also a lower tax rate, not going into her retirement account. She also now doesn't have to take out as much at age 72 because her balance in her IRA and 401ks are a lot lower. So there's all sorts of huge tax benefits she got. And if you talk to, you know, say a Fidelity, a Vanguard, E-Trade, whatever company you're using, you know, they'd probably say, hey, if you want to roll your money to an IRA, they'd just say, here's the process. Here's how you open the account. Send the money over. They're not going to talk to them. Oh, did you know that you had the special tax savings or you have this special situation where you can save a ton of money on tax? No, because what do? They don't provide tax advice. Mm-hmm. So if they're not specialized in really knowing how to take that money out and how to spend it, yeah, I think that's really critical. And so that's where you should get a free second opinion. And again, if somebody wants to meet with us and talk with us, there's no cost, no obligation. We'll show you what plan you're on and what issues you have in there. And then it's up to you if you want to fix it or not. So again, if you want to do that, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.